What's Your Ministry Podcast with your host, Shamika the Real McCoy. We're not just a podcast. We're a community for McCoy Solutions University, an online platform for digital creators, business owners, entrepreneurs, and students looking to connect education and faith-based strategies by combining their personal and professional life to speak one language, ministry in the marketplace. Okay, so I was having this conversation and was listening to a podcast episode that was talking about familiar spirits. And in the episode, the minister spoke about how familiar spirits can stop you from experiencing something you've never experienced before. And then she also brought up how familiar spirits, how the enemy uses that. And it's where you have a thorn in your side and how sin comes in and how sin, you know, try to take over through a familiar spirit, you know, causes you to give in to your temptation. So I was sharing this story. And in the process of sharing, I spoke about how I become frustrated with speaking to other people when I could recognize a familiar spirit in them. I could easily discern it and I could recognize that spirit and getting angry at that spirit because I can't stand the devil and his tricks and schemes. I can't stand it and I get frustrated. And I find myself sometimes getting frustrated at the person when really I'm frustrated at the spirit. And so the response from wise counsel came back as in, be mindful is that the enemy is watching you and that the enemy is really not upset with you. That spirit is really upset with the spirit in you, which is the Holy Spirit. And trying to get you to get caught up in a trap so that you can sin. I said, my, what a revelation. How many times have you communicated in a situation and you discerned that it was not healthy and you got upset with unhealthy traits? And in the reality, it's an awareness of what the unhealthy trait is so you could get to the root. We got to deal with the root issues, not getting so upset on what comes out on the surface because we are distracted on who the real enemy is. This is really a wake-up call. It's really a wake-up call. Boo, check. It seemed like it's hitting close to home because something triggered this unhealthy behavior that's testing you to really see, are you delivered? That's another thing could be true. You know, the scripture does talk about how the trying worketh patience, worketh patience. I got to find that scripture. It's something like the test is really testing our faith through perseverance, something like that. I got to find that scripture. It's really these experiences that we really going through is really strengthening us because it shows when this is a good way to explain it. When the fire hits your feet, then you find out what's really inside of you. When you get tested with fire, when you go through a real trial, then you find out which one of the greater man or the lesser man, you find out which one of those is really operating the most in you. My, this was a word today. This was a word today.
So I paused for a second to look up the scripture I was referring to earlier. And the scripture is James 1, 2 through 4. I'm going to go ahead and read it and then break down some of the commentary for you. The head title of this scripture is Trials and Temptation. It says, James says in verse 2, consider it pure joy, my brother and sister, whenever you face trials of many kind. Whenever you face trials of many kind. Whenever you face trials of many kind. I said that 3 times on purpose. Because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking nothing. That's verse 2 through 4. So you guys know I'm a word person. I looked up the definition of perseverance. It says a continued effort to do or achieve something despite of difficulty, failure, and opposition. Perseverance comes from persevere, to persist in spite of opposition. And the root word in perseverance is persist, and that is to go in spite of opposition. And all 3 references of this word, it talked about opposition. So some type of opposition is coming, and we are called to move through the opposition. This scripture again, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kind, because you know the testing of your faith produces. And instead of saying perseverance, I'm going to say opposition. The testing of your faith produces opposition, because that's what we just discovered, that perseverance means continued effort to achieve something despite difficult failure or opposition. It's that we're continuing to achieve something that's difficult, something despite of difficulties, failures, or opposition. Testing of your faith produces the ability to achieve in spite of difficulties, failure, and opposition. Wow. Think about this thing. Let's read some of the commentary here as the Lord continues to reveal. God have your way. I'm looking at the commentary in 2. James doesn't say if you face trials, but whenever you face them. He assumes that you will have trial and that it is possible to profit from them. The point is not to pretend to be happy when you face pain, but to have a positive outlook. Consider it pure joy, because what trials can produce in our lives. The point is not to pretend to be happy when you face pain, but to have a positive outlook. Consider it pure joy because of what trials can produce in our lives. James tells us to turn to our hardship in times of learning. Tough times can teach us perseverance. Tough times can teach us how to continue to move forward to achieve something despite of difficulties, failures, or oppositions that we might face from attempting to achieve something. Wow, that's a positive. That's a really, really good word. For other passages dealing with perseverance, I'll drop those links for you in the show notes. It says also called patience and steadfastness. Steadfast. See Romans 2 through 7, 5, 3 through 5, 8 and 24, 25, and 2 Corinthians 6, 3 through 7, and 2, and 2 Peter 1, 2 through 9.
Are you looking for a coach who understands that you're building a business to serve a purpose and make an impact on people's lives? Perhaps your business needs a chief brand evangelist to positively represent your products and services in today's marketplace. If you've answered yes, it's no coincidence you have come to the right place. More like a divine connection. McCoy Marketing Solutions is more than a traditional marketing firm. We advocate for your business with integrated marketing concepts, connecting biblical principles to business concepts, and directly target your market with The Real McCoy. This is done by providing digital marketing solutions through marketing consultations, brand management, event marketing planning, and social media marketing planning as well. Click the link in the show notes to join McCoy Solutions University Kingdompreneur Community. Then introduce yourself with a free 30-minute discovery phone call today. Now back to the show.
Commentary for 1, 2 through 4. We can't really know the depth of our character until we see how we react under pressure. It's easy to be kind to others when something is about this thing. I talked about character traits rooted in righteousness the episode before this one. And so now I'm talking about perseverance and this growing pain and how things are closer to home than closer to home, as in things. I really do thank God right now. I'm going to just take this moment. You know what? I'm going to take this moment to thank God for trials and tribulations, because they help us to see from, if we look at it from a positive perspective, they help us to see how to overcome, how to push through. It produces, I just have to keep going back to this. It says it produces perseverance, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. When you're faced with opposition, and earlier I talked about how I can't stand the enemy, I could discern and see that spirit. I'm faced with this opposition. I need to take a look at it as in not getting upset with the person who's bringing the opposition, because it's really a spirit using them. I've recognized it's a spirit that's using them that's also testing me to get me to sin, as I stated earlier. And so that's a reality part of it. And another truth that we could take a look at here is that this is really working out my faith by producing a spirit for me to push through. So that's a positive way to look at it. Real to, as it says in the commentary here, we can really know the depth of our character. We can't really know the depth of our character until we see how we react under pressure. Moments of trial, temptation, opposition, these things occurring in our life, we're able to look at it from a different perspective now, because now we're rooted in righteousness, and righteousness is the word of God. And so we were able to dig deeper from our character and dig deeper from trials and dig deeper from opposition to get to the root. And the root is you're going to persevere. The root is the testing of your faith produces perseverance. And for your faith to be tested, you have to go through some type of opposition. And so whatever your opposition might be, where you're facing opposition in the workplace, you know, whether you're facing opposition with applying for positions, whether you're facing opposition from the parent and the child, whether you're facing opposition from the child to the parent, whether you're facing opposition in co-parenting, whether you're facing opposition in your small group on the workplace or in your small group at church, wherever you're facing opposition, you can apply this scripture here. And the good thing about this scripture and this text and what I'm sharing with you guys today, you're able to step back some and really take a look at what's causing you opposition. Take a look at the trial when you calm down. You know, you ever heard people say that let me, you know, when they feel that they're getting upset, let me step back and sit in silence and so I could calm down. And in that time of calming down, they're able to reflect on their actions as things are occurring, hitting closer to home because you became agitated. And so if you went through something and you faced opposition, and you became agitated at the person who brought it to you, and really you've discerned
You know, after you sit down, you've discerned that it's really a spirit using them, affecting the spirit that's in you. I'm speaking as it's a good, the good spirit within you. I'm speaking as in Holy Spirit in you because you saved. And opposition is not down with the Holy Spirit. It's an opposition that you're facing right there. I'm hitting my hand like that because you know how you hit a wall? You hit a smack, you know, you faced with that opposition. As I'm hitting the wall, I'm really hitting my hand in my other hand. And that's what it's like when you hit that wall. You're hitting that wall. You're faced with that opposition. You could use it spiritually or naturally. This whole podcast is taking personal and professional concepts, blending them together and being able to apply them in your life. So you're faced with this opposition that calls you to take a look at what's the real lesson here? What am I really supposed to be learning? And so I hope that this bless you guys today. And I'm going to throw out a word of prayer as this comes to a close. Heavenly Father, I pray that the message that you were communicating to me was brought forth in a clear and distinct manner for the listener to be able to understand what you wanted me to deliver in the marketplace today. And so, God, I could see that as we face opposition in different areas of our life in the marketplace, as we're ministering and representing you, the world that we're living in, but we're not of this world. God, help us to, God, I'll repent. I prayed this prayer earlier and I hear the need to pray the same prayer, is that when I realized that this hit me, guys, I had to repent. And so, God, that's what we're going to start with. That's what I'm hearing God say start with, is start with a repentance in our heart. That means we're turning back to the highest. That's what repent means, to turn to the highest. Highest is our Heavenly Father. And we're asking God for forgiveness. And forgiveness is that when you see your wrong and you right your wrong. And so we're asking God for forgiveness. God, we repent. Well, we miss the mark. That's what sin is. We miss the mark. We allowed that opposition to cause us to become angry. And when the real root of it is really a spirit using that person that's trying to get to us, that cause us to dab into sin. And we have to keep our spiritual antennas up. Our Holy Ghost antennas. That's what I'm feeling right now. We have to keep our antennas up and realize it's really not that person that we're upset with. And so, God, when we're faced with opposition and various trials that will come, as James stated, help us, God. Help us to be patient. Help us, oh God. Help us, oh God, to practice that fruit of the Spirit to help us in our everyday lives. And so, God, I thank you for delivering this word. I thank you that every listener that is going to apply this in their situation, may they be blessed and continue to walk in peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to another episode at What's Your Ministry Podcast. Don't forget, real ministry goes beyond the Sunday morning podium into our everyday lives. Connect with us at McCoy Solutions University and at McCoy Solutions _ on all digital platforms. Have a blessed day.